T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The only time it becomes a concern to me if we're getting penalties, that's where then obviously it's a problem, because we never want that to occur. But I do think that's something that we're going to have to take a hard look, you know, when we get to the off season, and how we can speed up that process and how we can make it better. But I think at this point in time, it's always hard to make wholesale changes at this time of the year. It just is, and I'm certainly not making an excuse or anything, but that's something that we will look at, you know, in the off season. How can you do things better? And that's not just with that. That's with everything, every facet. How can you do it better? And but like I said, as long as we're not getting delay of games, and to Aaron's point, there are some long play calls. There's no doubt about it, and that definitely bogs down the time. And so we'll look at other ways to try to speed that up as well.
Welcome back. We are glad you are on board. Thanks so much for taking a listen to us. Hey, the EVs are driving around out there. Electronic vehicles, electric cars, basically. And, you know, we all know you got to charge them up at night. But they buy them and they drive them because you're not burning the fossil fuels. However, if you have a flex fuel vehicle, or even a vehicle that runs on leaded 88, which most vehicles are now, you can do anywhere from 15 to 85% of what the electronic vehicles are doing by not burning the fossil fuels. And you're keeping the money in the state of Wisconsin, because that money goes to the Corn Growers Association and the biofuel plant workers. So think about it. If you already have a vehicle that is capable of burning some of that stuff, that's what you can use. There's a lot of different facts and figures you can get. If you're driving an electronic vehicle, kudos to you. But if you're not, and you don't want to be tied to the extension cord, so to speak, then that might be the way to go. So check out all the facts, wibiofuels.org. That is wibiofuels.org. And again, check out all the facts that are available to you right here, right now. Eric Brandcheck of the Green Bay Press-Gazette joining us here on the Schneider Orange Hotline. And Eric, those were the words of Matt LaFleur. And I was a little bit taken aback when I heard his press conference, and he was asked specifically about, you know, getting to the line of scrimmage, getting the playoff as the clock winds down, not taking timeouts. Is this of concern? And for him to say, well, we'll look at it in the offseason, it kind of made me scratch my head a little bit. I mean, why would you not want to get that better? You know what I mean?
Well, you're right in the moment, Bill. They probably got enough things that they feel that they got to work on that might not be the high priority list. And the first thing that they got to be able to do is move the ball and maybe on third down somehow figure out a way to catch it. It certainly would be the high, if I'm coaching that football team, that would be the high point for me. Getting the plays in time, yeah, probably important, but, you know, you look on the list of things to do, that's probably not number one.
I get it. I think what drives a lot of us nuts is when we see the clock winding down, and when you get it down close to zero. Defenses, and, you know, guys have said before, defenders have said before, it gives them a little bit of an advantage because they know that, you know, they got to snap it in 3-2-1, so they're teeing up for it. So when you look at something like that, do you think, you know, maybe the Packers need to snap the ball between 5 and 7 seconds or 10 seconds rather than running the clock down continuously? And that, I guess that's one of the areas that become extremely maddening.
Yeah, it's irritating. And if you look at, you know, a couple of years ago, I believe the Rams, they were like snapping the ball at between 10 and 15. So it really gave them an opportunity to, you know, kind of get things going and give yourself enough time. If you got checked out of something, that's the hard part too. Sometimes you get stuck in something and you only got 5 seconds. You might not have enough time to check out of it. So that would be, you know, my biggest concern is am I getting to the line of scrimmage and I don't like the look that I'm getting. Do I have time to check out?
Do you like the fact that the Packers went out and got not one, two, but three offensive tackles just in case?
Certainly loaded up there.
Didn't yeah.
They? Well, you know, they had to have insurance policy in case something would happen to if Bulaga couldn't play. You got to be able to have enough linemen to get out on the field. And kind of got an insurance policy as well. So, yeah, I think it's pretty neat. You know, the guy who, for me, last year was the in training camp was that big giant Yash Nijman. That young man is intriguing to me because he is big. He can move. He's got long arms. You know, obviously he is super raw, but boy, you talk about a physical specimen. That guy is it right there.
So, what would make you feel good about this Packers team coming out of this game on Sunday, where you could at least say, okay, look, some of the things that we've been discussing, some of the problems, at least we can see to the eyeball test. It seems like they've addressed them and maybe they're fixed or at least back on track.
Oof. I'm not sure there's anything I feel good about, to be honest. I mean, a lot of things really, really went haywire on Sunday. That's kind of how it goes sometimes when that snowball gets rolling downhill. It's pretty tough to stop it. I got to be frank. There's nothing I can hang my hat on. So I guess the kickoff team is pretty good.
Defensively speaking, do they have a way to cure some of the problems that have ailed them? Since you look at guys going across the middle in that soft zone area, it's been problematic. Is there any way at this point in time? I can't imagine they're sitting there going, "Ah, I get it now. Here you go." But is there any way to kind of cure this, or is this just it is what it is, and you're going to have to hope for the best?
No, I think you can cure it. I think you got a young guy back there, Darnell Savage, that's asked to do an awful lot, and if by watching film after Sunday's game against the Niners, there, boy, I tell you, I would imagine that would be a pretty big learning experience for him and Amos to make sure that he's doing the things that you expect out of a rookie or a veteran of his standing. So, yeah, I think that stuff is probably the easiest thing to get cleaned up. The hard part for me is going to be how are they going to stop the run a little bit. You know, they got a pretty good running back over there in New York, and that's going to be a challenge.
Well, they have not been terrible against the run. I think they've actually been better against the run as of late than they were earlier this year, specifically, you know, say against that against the run game of the Denver Broncos even. I think they've been better, but what's been so, I guess, disconcerting is the fact that it's even been third and long. Teams have been able to convert pretty consistently, and the fact that offensively they can't convert on third down at all is probably as much concerning as anything. So if you had to fix one statistic defensively or offensively, which would it be?
Defensively. And here's why. When this defense hands the ball over to the offense, they seem to just do better. It kind of uplifts the whole team. You know, they all run in the end zone, and everybody gets excited, you know, and all that great stuff. So, I mean, to me, I want them to get third down sacks. I want interceptions. That's the thing that ignites that football team is the turnovers and the excitement on the defensive side of the ball. On the offensive side of the ball, you can call different plays. You can do all that different stuff. Maybe save Davante Adams for a third down if you got to throw a 7-yard pass, some of those kind of things. Those are things that you can just change, you know, call different plays. But on defense, they got to get that thing. They got to get that excitement level up. They got to get the rock. And that's going to be the big deal. If you look back at this season, when they got turnovers, especially early, that football team set off of it, and they got going. And that's what we want to see as Packers fans. And if I'm the head coach, I want more excitement. I want more emotion. I need turnovers on defense.
Hey, this week in practice, after coming off of that game from Monday night or from Sunday night, if there was one thing that you needed to correct, what do you think the concentration was?
I would say it's going to be execution. You know, every play is designed to go for six, but you know, there's execution things that are happening on every single. And a lot of, I shouldn't say every single, but a lot of the third downs that they faced on offense, there's been an execution error. And they need to clean up that and execute. That they don't have to reinvent the wheel. They don't have to do this or do, you know, everybody's got an opinion. Simply do your job. Do your job. Do your job. That would be, if I'm coaching that football team, that would be my deal. And so we don't have them silver bullet. There is no silver bullet. Bill Belichick, do your job. That's all I'm asking you to do. Do your job.
How much do they need to involve Aaron Jones in a passing game?
A lot more. They need to go back to spreading the ball around. Now, you can say, well, he threw the ball to 8, 9 receivers, 10 receivers, whatever, it doesn't matter. The amount of balls getting thrown at Devontae Adams is too great. And it's going to take a little bit of time. I don't care what they say, if his toe is ready to go, he's not 100%. So don't try to pretend that he is. And spread the ball around. Throw it where the defense is going to give you opportunities. You just got to throw it to it. And you know what? You're not check down Charlie by throwing it out to the leak. It's okay to throw it to the leaking running back and all that stuff. Even if Mr. Adams is on the field, it's okay. So I think they need to do more of that. And not only that, but you're not going to get him on cornerbacks or on a linebacker anymore unless you design it that way. So you keep Jones in the backfield, you run everybody off, and then he sneaks out to a lot. Now he's got a linebacker on him. It's way better. You know, you're running like those runs like a wheel route or like a 4-yard flare. Some of those things are screen passes that are designed for that. That's where they're going to have success. Widen them out. I don't think you got to do it once in a while. Keep him honest, and maybe you get lucky and get him up on a safety or someone bites. But I don't think he's a route runner. He just is able to catch the ball and do fun things with it after he catches it.
Always good, my friend. We will chat again on Monday and break it all down after the fact. Okay.
Hey, Bill. Thanks for having me on. I hope you enjoy your weekend, and you have to get on that bike and burn off some of yesterday's.
I have to. The Peloton is at home waiting for me, and it has not had my big butt on it in a very long time. So I got to do that. You're no doubt. Good stuff, pal.
Right. Yeah, me too. Take care.
Talk to you soon. There you go. That's our buddy Eric Branchek of the Green Bay Press Gazette joining us for a couple of minutes on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. They work hard, you work hard, and they're going to be treating you right. That's the way it gets done over there. Call them 844-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.